friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. How you doing?
Good.
I'm tired. Drewby bought me a puppy for my birthday.
Yes, I did.
And he's been putting me through the ringer. A single mom who works two jobs.
That's how I feel with him. Wait, first things first. New camera quality alert.
If you guys don't notice anything, notice that. That there is a new camera on. Shout out Morgan and Justin for helping me figure out how to turn it on, how to use it, how to like do the white balance.
Yep, new camera quality alert.
Can you see all the zits on my face? Let me know.
We can. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, me and Billy got Dayson a puppy for her 30th birthday. That is coming up.
I know, in less than a month. Isn't that crazy? I'm so excited to be 30.
Yeah, man.
I'm fucking tired of my 20s. Enough fucking around. Let's get in there. You know? Let's get going.
You know what's funny is I was telling Billy this yesterday on our way to go get the puppy. We were talking about like how you're turning 30 and like we're all gonna, like Billy's gonna be 30 next year. I'll be 30 the year after.
And I get it. I'm older than everyone.
No, but I was telling him that when one of the only good things the NFL gave me was a few pieces of advice from some people.
And some football.
And that I can get at home. So I don't need them for that.
I don't need to be verbally harassed or abused. I can do that at home.
I don't need to be thrust into a depression that almost blinds me in order to watch football. No, I remember one of my last days working there, this woman asked to eat lunch with me, which was new for me because nobody ever wanted to eat lunch with me, which I should have known right then and there that something was off and sinister about that place.
Yeah,
because it is really easy for me to make friends. Well, especially coworkers. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
I was a hit with all my coworkers at every job I've ever fucking had.
One of my favorite memes on TikTok that makes me laugh, they're like, you don't want to sleep with him, he's just your coworker. That makes me laugh all the time.
I never had that itch. No, personally, I know, but that. Yeah, I feel it. But
like,
it.
I felt like that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm also gay, so it doesn't even matter really what I'm saying. Yeah.
But anyways, I was eating lunch with her and we were kind of just like vibing. And I was telling her my frustrations with where I was at or whatever. And I was just telling her, I just don't want to like, you know, be working in the same position like 5-6 years from now. I just feel like I'm too old for that. I want to like get started. I want to like start basically I was telling her I wanted to ascend in my career without having to wait a million years or eat shit for a million years.
Yeah.
Which is just corporate America. Right? Sure. And then she was like, well, how old are you? And I was like, I think at the time I was like 24-ish. And she was like, oh my God, you're so young. She's like, you're literally so young. And I was like, it doesn't feel like it. Like, it feels like I'm so old, especially if you graduate college, you feel like you're a million years old and everybody's succeeding and you're not.
No, that's literally how I felt. It wasn't until I turned, honestly, 27 that I was like, oh, okay. And then 27 was the worst year ever. And then ever since then, I've been on the up and up, girl. So,
well, and she told me, you know, because she was in her early 40s. And she was like, you know, when I was your age, I used to think, wow, I hate getting older. Like when I turn 30, my life is done. Mm-hmm. And oh, I'm not ready for it. And she goes, and if I could pick any age to go back to, it would be my 30s. And I was like, really? She's like, 30s is the best years of your life. Like she kept telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, because when you're in your 20s, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like you have no idea who you are, what you want, especially in your early 20s.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're fucking broke. You're living paycheck to paycheck. Like your friends come and go. You develop new friend circles.
It
feels like every year.
You're literally in like survival mode, like all of your 20s, which is how I've felt for sure.
Like, it's almost like nothing, like permanence doesn't exist in your 20s. Mm-hmm. It's like everything is so temporary except for maybe a few things.
Yes.
And your life situation, your career, your whether or not you're in school, like your friendships, like all of that shit is so fickle in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, when you get to your 30s, it's like you can finally enjoy all the shit you went through in your 20s. Yeah. You can enjoy it. You can enjoy life now because you earned it. When you get to your 30s.
Man, I'd love to do that. So less than a month. I'm excited.
Well, and that's why I've held on to that ever since then. I'm like, that's such a good point. But also, like, I've never been afraid of getting older. I do fear dying.
Really?
As do most people.
I don't.
Sometimes I don't.
I welcome it.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do.
I think I fear the way I want to know when it's going to happen, which is like obviously not
when.
Yeah,
I don't.
No, but I want to know how it's going to happen.
I don't.
Like when we when we go to like amusement parks, like when I'm on a ride, uh-huh. then I think like, God, if I died during doing this, I would be so upset. You know what I mean? But like in a car crash, I would be okay with that. You know what I mean?
What? You're out of your fucking mind. And now I'm getting scared. I don't want to talk about that anymore. My point being, when you're in your 30s, like you have your money to an extent. You're settled in into who you are and what you want to some yes. extent, like way more than in your 20s. So you almost like have all the trappings of an adult for real this time. And you can actually live like an adult.
Yeah.
When you're in your 20s, it just feels like you're not a real adult. You're like a pseudo adult. Anyways, my point being, I am excited to get older. I think it's a very cool thing. And I think aging is a privilege.
I agree. I'm excited.
Yeah. And now Dayson has a new weenie dog.
I know. His name's Willy.
Yeah, his name is Willy.
Like, so I told mommy Willy, like Willy Wonka, obviously. But then I remembered one of my favorite characters in Reservation Dogs. Her name's Willy Jack.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wish I spell it like that, with an I-E, or you think with a Y?
I think with a Y.
He looks like he would
looks like he has a Y.
It would end in a Y. He's really cute and kind of ulavale, but that's okay. We're getting there.
Ulavale means naughty in Samoan.
But
he's sometimes I literally cannot remember the word that I'm trying to use, mm-hmm. and I say ulavale. And I'm like, what's the word when they're like, it's not bad, because it's not bad.
Ulavale to me is bad. But it can also always mean like kind of naughty.
It's just like not like kinda to me
naughty.
To me it's like they're just like they're not listening as well as they should.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But it could mean bad too. But yeah, like yeah, yeah. That's not what I'm trying to explain. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I remember my mom would tell us when we were little to stop being ulavale. That's yeah. what it reminds me of.
That's why I said, not bad, just not listening.
Sure.
Yeah. That's how I like associated in my head. But anyways, yeah.
I know someone said I can't wait for them to meet him and Squid. They're cousins.
Good luck.
I think Squid could literally put him in his mouth. That's yeah. how little he is. He's yeah. just a tiny little nugget.
Yeah, I'm just saying Squiddy just got fixed. So he's on bed rest as of right now in the sense that he just can't get too excited or anything. So that's why he didn't meet Willy. But once he's out the cone, then he can meet Willy.
Yeah.
Tentatively.
We'll see. Pending approval.
TBD.
I'll ask Willy what he thinks. We'll see how it
works. And honestly, out. Like, I want Squid. Like, Squid loves other dogs. He loves them so much. So much
sometimes
so.
Too much.
Yeah, so much so that they get annoyed with him.
Enough!
Yeah, because Squid is significantly younger than the other dogs that he interacts with pretty regularly.
Oh, that's true.
So he's a puppy compared to them. Squid's only a year and, like, 5 months.
Has he been around Billy's parents' dogs?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's great around them.
Because they're older than him. So
they're great around... He's great around them. But, like, Thor, which is his mom's only boy dog, mm-hmm. he's way older than Squid. And he, like, gets that prey drive shit where he, like, will just follow him everywhere. Which is fine until he gets a little too...
aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, but Xena, which is her Great Dane...
No, that's a horse.
Yeah. Her Great Dane, she protects Squid a lot. Like, she really doesn't like Aww. When Thor, like...
And then Leia's just like... Mm,
and
the
then Leia's stealing shit and taking it up their hill in the backyard.
I have things to do.
Leia...
No, I don't do appointments. You know the audio yeah. on TikTok? No,
I don't Leia, do bookings. If it was Mad Max, like, Leia would be running the show. She don't give a fuck about anybody in that house. She's their Klee-Klai husky. So
yeah,
she's a
we
little...
thought she was advertised as a German Shepherd.
She sure
there.
Was,
and she's built like Willy, but looks like a husky.
And she is not a German Shepherd.
Did she do a DNA test on her, or did you guys just
no,
do
dude? I looked up a picture and I was like, that's literally, that's dude. Funny. It's or no, her name's Leia, but like, holy fuck, dude. But yeah, he does really well over there, but they're so much bigger than him and older than him that I feel like he acts differently.
Oh, okay.
When it's, and there's a boy in that house.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean? So like, my mom's dogs are all girls. Mm-hmm. And like, when Squid gets too excited, well, first of all, he tries to hump. But then we stop. Don't worry, we stopped that part.
Yeah.
So it's more so he just annoys the fuck out of them.
I remember Papa told me, he's like, I'm going to put a chastity belt around him.
And it's because he's too excited. And so now, like, he doesn't really do the humping anymore. He just really wants to play. And it's then
too much,
they get annoyed with him very easily. So he's very, very good with other dogs, though. He loves going to the vet. Oh, my God. When he went to the vet to get fixed, girl.
He's like, okay, bye.
He literally was like, he did not give a fuck about me and Billy. As soon as we got there, he was like, this smells like dogs and there's people in here. And then when they took him back, they literally sent me pictures of him
at the vet. It was like he was at like the beach or like Disneyland.
Yeah,
or something,
and he was fucking cheesing because he gets treats and he gets pets, and there is nothing better than that for him.
And dogs.
And when we took him to a little checkup, he has one more before he gets out of the cone. We took him there. Billy and I were like laughing because he was so, I think, nervous because he's like, this is where they put the cone on me.
Yeah.
But this is also
Where the treats
and the pets are. So he was like really excited, but also like he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, I felt
so
that.
He was like vibrating because he was like and then they told me they had to separate him because he was having too much fun
and
with the
kind
other
of
dogs.
Yeah, kind of sedate him a little bit.
Yeah, they had to give him a sedative to check him. They were like, just so you guys know, we had to calm him down a little bit.
Yeah,
because he was too excited, too happy. And I was like, dude,
that's so funny.
All right. But every time he comes and every time he leaves, everyone's like, bye, Squid. Like, he's just
he's a joy.
He's a crowd favorite. Everybody loves Squid. They love
people love him. When I come over. So
yeah, he's like, you don't get it. They love me here. So
they're asking for me.
Eventually he will meet Willie, probably within the next week or so. Squid's just got to get out of the infirmary first.
Yeah, like, no, I understand.
He if he gets that excited, he'll fucking pop a stitch. Like, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
I was telling Donovan, if Willie could go inside my skin, he would. That's how it's like so needy. Like,
yep.
I can't hold him close enough to me. Like, that's how he acts.
That's why I'm telling you, you got to start creating some distance now.
I know.
Otherwise...
No, but it feels like separation, I have a newborn baby. Anxiety. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go change before I come over to film. And so I gave him to Donovan. And, like, he was asleep in a blanket. And I gave him to Donovan. I ran upstairs. And then Donovan's like, hurry, he's waking up.
It's like that, those videos of those cats where they're like, they can't find their owner because they're blind or something.
Yeah.
And then they're just standing in the kitchen crying.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
But don't even one day. I'm sure he'll get used to it, but...
He will adapt.
He's a little cozy guy. He loves to be cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you today, they put Next Goal Wins, the documentary. They put it on Apple TV, so I bought it.
Nice.
Watched it this morning.
Nice.
While Willie slept on inside my shirt, on my chest. We had skin-to-skin contact. I'm just kidding. He just slept on my belly. But, and I cried throughout it. It was so good. So nice. I'm very excited to watch the new movie version that just came out.
Period.
Especially because Jaya Salua, I might have mispronounced her last name. I didn't realize she's the one in the documentary. I thought she was in the like new version of the movie.
No, it was inspired by her.
Yeah, well, the documentary that she's in, but I didn't realize she's in it. So she's really cool. I talked to her on Instagram. But it was a really inspiring documentary. And I think to watch so many different parts of our culture was really, really cool. So I'm very excited to watch
the
movie.
Every time.
We're definitely going to go as a family to go watch that. I'm very excited.
I know. It's going to be a good time.
What are those little buses called that they drive?
I forget the Samoan word for bus.
But they kept showing it. So I thought it was just cute that they included it in the movie.
That is literally like one of the first things that Uncle Sa'afi told me about when I went to Hawaii, when I first moved there for school. He was telling me about Samoan. He goes all the time by himself. Mm-hmm. He just likes to fly there, you know, with his little blue backpack.
Yeah.
And
his hat.
Yeah.
He has a little ball cap on.
Yeah. And he never rents a car. He only takes the bus.
The little bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't he saying you throw your change on the dashboard and then go sit down?
Yeah, it's a quarter. So you just throw it on the dashboard and then you go sit down and they blast fucking music. And they're always brightly colored and decorated because that's so people can find them and see them. Yeah.
But it was so good. So make sure you watch it before we go see the movie. I just wanted to watch it to see what's going to be in the movie.
I know.
But I was very excited watching it. I'm probably going to watch it again tonight with Donovan. But
that is
I loved
super
it.
Exciting. I love it.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What else? I don't have anything else to share to you.
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of what happened this week. This week felt like a blur.
Oh, you guys. Drew and Billy made vegan mac and cheese. And it was so bomb. Do you still have more of it?
Yeah.
I want to take some home.
Okay. Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. For Thanksgiving, we made a whole big ass tray of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking fire.
And I made those crispy potatoes that Brittany Miller from TikTok makes. Yeah. The unreal.
Goose fat.
I didn't have goose fat. I used ghee, and it smells so bad. I'm never going to use it ever again. I mean, I didn't eat those ones. I made mine in avocado oil, but they came out really good. Did Billy like them?
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't too greasy?
No, he said that he liked them.
Okay.
I mean, he could have been lying, but
I know.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did just.
Yeah, right. We're close enough now. He would tell you if he thought they weren't his favorite. That's how he would have described it. He wouldn't have been mean about it.
I should have known when my grandpa said he liked them that it was too greasy.
Yeah, it was a little too much.
But yeah, Drew made vegan mac and cheese. Her and Billy, you know, it came out so good.
It was fucking fire, but it's very frustrating because we did have to use every single dish known to man.
Yeah.
In order to make it, which, you know what's so funny is when we were making it, I was telling Billy, like, halfway through, I was like, I want to be a bitch that loves to cook so bad, but I don't.
See, I do. Like, when I was doing it, I do. Wait, then let me use that KitchenAid mixer. I want to start making stuff in it.
No, I need that for when I do bake. I'll tell you this. I rarely, like, cook and bake, but when I do, I go fucking hard.
No, and it comes out good. Paint.
Yeah. I just like
it. Oh, I already bought you one of your Christmas presents. Okay, sorry, go.
It just takes so long to do things, and I get bored. And I'm like when we were standing there cooking, I was like, I want to be that bitch so bad. I want to be her so bad. Like the bitch that's like, I'm going to cook everything on Thanksgiving. Nobody come in the kitchen. And then I put my little apron on and I have my glass of wine on like some white mom shit. And I start cooking. I want to be her so bad, but I'm not.
Like one of my favorite people to watch on TikTok is Remy Cruz, our friend.
Oh, yeah.
And she loves to cook.
I know. She cooks cooking with Remy.
Yeah. She cooked like all of Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to watch every video. I can't wait.
I want to be her so bad, but I'm not.
Drew loves to host and then she DoorDashes all the food.
Girl, and I'll do it every time. The way that Jackie Ina hosts.
Yeah.
That's how I host. Like, I make my money so that I can pay a professional to do it. And I just show up cute. That's the kind of host I am.
Did you watch her Friendsgiving videos?
Yes.
Did you see what she gave her guests?
I sure fucking did.
A YSL card holder?
That's why I said me. That's literally, I have never, you know what's so funny too is like, because Jackie is my friend and I fucking love that bitch. She's amazing. And she is so inspiring. She inspires me in my career every fucking day. But I remember when she and I filmed together and we talked a lot and I asked her a lot of questions and stuff too, like just general advice, whatever. She's so fucking smart in a lot of ways
and so nice,
just
and
like the nicest person alive. She's also so small. I don't know if you can tell by looking at her, but she is teeny tiny. She's like, fucking small,
like 5'2".
She is so small. And I remember so distinctly when I was talking to her, she had told me that she typically doesn't get along with Virgos, like Virgo men or women or anyone.
Because she's a Leo.
And I was like, that's so funny. I was like, really? She said she didn't think I was a Virgo because her and I vibe. And I was like, that's so funny. And we kind of laughed about it. But I have never been more, I felt more seen by the way she does things. Mm. I was like, that's fucking me, bitch. Like the way that she hosts and she doesn't give a shit. Like she's like, I don't want to cook. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, like
me.
When Drew filmed with on Jackie's channel at her house, me and my mom came and she like stopped filming to come in the house and make me and my mom tea.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet.
She's the sweetest person alive.
Like hospitable, but she's just fucking all awesome. In all, very, very.
And
cool.
Her husband is so funny.
He's very funny.
He's really funny. So, anyways, yes, I watched all her videos on her Friendsgiving, and I was like, that's why I said I want to be her so bad, but I'm not. I'm the bitch who invites everybody over and I'll give you a kick-ass gift and my house would be decorated to the fucking nines.
Yeah.
And I'll make one thing and everything else I bought. Like, I bought pre-made and ready to go. Like, that's what I bought, like, that you put in the oven and it fucking heats up and you take it out and it's ready to go. That's my kind of vibe. Ugh. I want to be her so bad, though. I'm, like, genuinely so jealous. When I see women like making a whole spread,
I
want to do it so bad. I've loved
Remy forever. So when I finally got to meet her, she was even sweeter in person.
I fucking love Remy. Remy and Alicia.
Remy and awesome. Alicia. Yeah. But she posted a picture of like, she's like, let me hear all my IE girls. And she took a picture of like a freeway sign.
Yeah.
And I just said, yep. And then she said, our town, something like that. It was so funny. But I'm like, it's so real. It's so true. When we meet creators and we find out they're from the IE ML, and that's why we like you.
I can always
tell.
I can always tell.
Even Jackie, she lived in the IE for a little bit too.
An IE girl. Yeah.
Mac Daddy. I'm trying to think who else have we met that they're from here or have lived out here before. Even it's Adam Rioke. Yeah. Adam Rioke lived in Corona for a little bit, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you ever move there? But we've met a lot of people that are from out here. That's one of the biggest compliments when people are like, I love that you guys are IE girls.
Period.
Period.
And I just like, man, I want to be that girl so bad. You know, I've been trying to think about it. I'm like, why do I really hate that? Like, why do I not have that in me? You know what I mean?
You don't have patience.
I do, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. I have so much patience for lots of things. It's just, like, not for that. And I'm trying to understand why.
What do you think it is?
I think it's because I am constantly thinking 20 steps ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about cleaning up. Uh-oh. And that makes it not worth it to me.
When I made my potatoes, which you would be surprised how many fucking dishes I use, I literally emptied the dishwasher, and after I was done with each one, I would put them in there. Because I'm like, I'm not hand washing this shit.
Because I'm a Virgo, and you guys remember this from Jenna Marbles when she would cook with Julian, like, she cleans as he cooks. That's like me and Billy.
She's not a Virgo, though. She's a Cancer, isn't she?
Girl, no, she's a Virgo.
Oh, wait, yeah, duh.
And he, that's well, like I know, her biggest thing.
I know he's an Aries, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's a Virgo.
I forgot about that. You're right.
And you know what's funny is I've told people for so long, I get along with Aries men very well. So a lot of people said that they didn't think the pairing made sense. It totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
She keeps him alive and he makes sure she has fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some of my best friends are Aries because they just like, they just make sure I'm not such a fucking square all the time.
I feel that, yeah.
But I think if I were to guess, my guess is that's why I hate cooking. Is because of my Virgo brain, I'm thinking so far ahead, and I'm like, I'm gonna have so many fucking dishes. Do you think you could ever
work out a deal with Billy where you're like, can you wash the dishes if I make an extravagant dinner?
Yeah, we do that all the time. We switch off all the time.
No, I know. So then why don't you just think of that?
Because he'll tell me I'd rather cook, and I'm like, I don't want to cook. I'd rather do that. And he's like, well, so do I. And then we're just stuck in a conundrum, aren't we? If I really asked him, though, he would. Bless you. But also, my man loves to cook. He loves to cook. He would prefer to cook and then me just sit on the couch.
Oh, dude. Oh, wow.
Me and Willie, I'm like. My point being, that also doesn't help. No, I'm like, he said he would do it. And if I don't have to do it, I don't want to. So at Thanksgiving, first of all, fuck Thanksgiving. But I do love to eat Thanksgiving food. I love Thanksgiving food, period.
I've never liked it.
I love it.
When my mom, like, I would
all eat, of it mixed together, yum.
I don't like gravy. I hate that cranberry sauce. It makes me mad.
I don't like cranberry sauce. Gravy, I'm like, eh.
And then I would only eat, like, when my mom would make it, I'd only eat, like, mashed potatoes and gravy and casserole. That's all I want. Just sides. I don't, because I never really liked meat.
I do love a side, though. But my point being, we both made that mac and cheese together, and it came out awesome. And then we had 300 million dishes to do. The beautiful thing about not living with our parents, though, is I can leave it there. And I'll come back to it later.
Is it still there?
No, it's gone now. We did it we did it this morning.
I'm just kidding.
We actually washed it this morning, which is like, I was like, ah. Because I was like, I can't look at it. It's grossing me out.
Also, I was laughing because you guys packed up all the food. Because I got anxiety sick the night of Thanksgiving at my house. Don't know what happened there. But I was like, I have to throw up and go lay down right now.
She did do that.
I
in
did.
The middle of dinner, she did do that. She got up and left. She disappeared.
At my house. I was hosting.
She sure did, yeah.
And then my dad went pee in my guest bathroom upstairs, and he was trying to talk to me, and I was like, please get out of my room.
As if she's not hosting. She's like, get out!
I was like, I feel like I have to throw up. I already threw up once. Please get out of my room.
Yep.
And then he's singing.
Well, that's a plus to hosting, is you could just go lay down.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I sure do.
She doesn't even go in her room. She'll do it on the couch.
Yep.
Next to everyone. She'll just go to sleep.
Yep.
I've told you guys that story. We went to our friend's house in high school and she fell asleep by the fire and her mom came outside.
When you know I'm hosting, you know that it's a risk you take. You may not see me again.
The mom came outside and said, do you guys need anything? And Drew went, a blanket would be nice. I'm like, okay. So then Drew then for real falls asleep. And then she goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. And then she disappeared for a while. And then I go in the house and she's sleeping on the couch next to our friend's parents. We're watching TV.
What do you want from me? Told you I was tired. I told you I wanted to go home. Nobody listened to me. Yeah, one time I got too high when everybody was over at my house and I just went and laid down in my bed.
That's literally why I won't smoke if people are there. If it's like my just, parents, I'll smoke. Like
that was an accident. I didn't mean for that to happen. And then I went and laid down in my room for like 30 minutes and I felt better and came back up.
Oh, okay.
I rallied and then I came back out.
Okay, that's a great transition into this week's topic. We're doing part two of Kiss, Marry, Ignore.
Is it?
It always is.
Nice. Before we get into
today's topic,
well, you guys know what the topic is. It's part two of Kiss, Marry, Ignore. So you guys loved it. We'll do it one more time, run it back once, and then we're gonna do a different topic. But don't forget that if you join the Patreon, then you can sometimes decide what it is we talk about topic wise and also we'll read your submissions first. Not obviously we can't get to every single Patreon member because there's so many of you. We love it. But the likelihood of your submission being chosen is a lot higher when you're part of the Patreon. So don't forget that. And also, everyone wants to see Donovan's comedy routine.
I don't know when it's coming out.
And if you want it to be a Christmas present, then maybe you should join the Patreon and find out if it goes live in Christmas time. So.
Exactly.
Anyways. On to the submissions for today.
Okay, so we're going to start with some Patreon ones. Woo! Okay, this first one's from Amanda. She said, Dolly Parton. This one's kind of random. So Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Jason Sudeikis and Jane Fonda. Kiss, Marry, Ignore.
I don't even remember what Jane Fonda looks like. I don't think I do anyway. Jane Fonda.
I think she's Monster in Law. Isn't that movie with J-Lo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Monster-in-law. Okay, I'm gonna ignore Jane Fonda because I don't know anything about her. I'm gonna kiss Jason Sudeikis
and I'm gonna marry Dolly Parton. I agree.
Easy.
Okay, this next one's from Marissa. She said another Patreoner. Woo! She said that's piss, fucking munch, and what the hell are you even saying to me?
Damn.
I'm gonna
ignore that's piss.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ignore that's pissed just because, like, she's 2022, girl.
Sure.
We beat that joke into the fucking ground. Don't get me wrong. I will continue to do it.
I couldn't stop laughing at Tor this year when people were saying that to me. And then I was like, I, like, forget we say things like that on here all the time.
Yeah, you're telling
me. And it makes me laugh. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're telling me.
There was another one someone said to me.
I'm
going to marry what the hell are you even saying to me?
Yeah, I'm going to marry that and I'm going to kiss fucking Munch.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
Because we didn't come up with munch, but like calling someone a fucking munch in a really mean and pointed tone, that's going to make me laugh every time.
I agree.
It's going to make me laugh every time.
This next one's from Nicole. She said, the guy at Drew's college who was in the elevator with her, and we all know he wanted to ask her why he was in his underwear. The Snow White restaurant bathroom at Disneyland.
Oh my god.
Or stinky ass.
Holy fuck. Oh my god. What am I supposed to do?
What do you want from me?
I gotta ignore stinky ass.
I don't know. The bathroom is worse than stinky ass.
Is it?
I'm gonna marry that freakazoid in the elevator.
Okay, yeah, same.
I'm going to kiss his stinky ass and then I'm going to ignore the Snow White restaurant, the bathroom at Disneyland.
I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to kiss the bathroom and ignore the stinky ass because, like, I just think it's like, I don't know. There's too much leeway kissing a stinky ass because, like, is it someone's? Is it the ass itself? There's too much free reign in that.
I feel that.
No, can't do it. That's hard. It's especially hard because I can almost guarantee that guy in the elevator
smells like a stinky ass.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm like pretty fucking certain he's balding, which is like whatever, but he was really racist. And he was like,
well, that's what happens when you're racist.
Yeah, that's God punishing you.
For every racist thing or joke you say out loud, a little trail it's of your like hair
three
disappears.
Or four follicles die. Also, like, bigotry inside, it rots you from the inside. That's why you age prematurely, too. Oof, I guess.
Are you good on that one?
Yep.
Okay.
That was a hard one. That was a really hard one.
That one was rough.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Jordan. She said, Nick, Schmidt, and Winston.
Is Jordan a Patreoner?
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
So she said, New Girl, the men from the New Girl.
Ow.
So okay. Nick, Schmidt, and Winston.
I'm going to ignore Winston because he's a buddy. Okay. I see him as buddy friend vibes. I'm going to...
I would marry Nick. I would marry Nick, ignore Schmidt, and I would kiss Winston.
Interesting.
I feel like Schmidt would piss me off. It'd be too much.
Schmidt is literally me, so like I can't even really get mad. But I know that if I was married to Nick, I would kill him.
Yeah.
He drives me fucking nuts. So I think maybe he's super funny.
I think you should marry Winston.
No, he would annoy me too.
More than Schmidt?
Yeah, because at least Schmidt is like, that's why I said, because he's me, like the way his brain works, he's very organized, he's very like, what do you call it, motivated, mm-hmm. ambitious, and a lot of like career and all that.
Okay.
He's a douchebag, which I could probably fix.
Sure.
So, because Cece fixed it. That's why whenever we told you guys, every time we joke about that, like I'm Schmidt and Billy's Cece.
Yeah. 100%.
So like, I would probably, I think I would ignore Winston, kiss Nick, marry Schmidt. Okay. If I had to be stuck with one of them forever, it would be the one that's more like me than the ones that are so far opposite of me to the point where it kills me.
That makes sense.
Because okay. Billy is completely opposite from me, but not in a way that it would like. Drive me into like lunacy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because like those episodes where Jess and Nick are together and then it's like right before they break up because they just are not the same in any way, and she finds out he never does his taxes and like his feet are dirty and like he sleeps in like a nightgown like Scrooge McDuck, you know what I mean? Like that type of shit, would I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I couldn't look past it. Like the irresponsibility, the irresponsible nature and the like cutting corners of shit, I couldn't do. That drives me nuts. I couldn't do it. You?
No, I would marry Schmidt. Marry Nick. I think Schmidt would stress me out.
Mm.
It's too much.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
And then Winston, I would kiss. Good vibes, you know? I just feel like Schmidt would irritate me and I'd be like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, I feel that. Same.
Okay, this is the last one from Patreon that we're doing.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, this one's from Anthony. He said, your favorite Beyonce album, your favorite Taylor Swift album, and your favorite Lady Gaga album.
Okay, off the bat, I'm going to ignore Taylor Swift.
Okay.
My favorite Taylor Swift album. Peace and Love, though.
Is what? Are you gonna say Fearless?
No, I mean it could be, but I really liked Fearless. But I'm trying to think of like which one. Like it was just like no skips for me. Probably 1989.
I mean, 1989 is her best album.
I think that one was probably my favorite one.
But my favorite album of Taylor Swift is Red.
That's such a good one,
too. Oh, yeah,
I know. I was between Red and that one in 1989. I think it's 1989. I'm going to ignore that one.
Okay.
I'm going to marry my favorite Beyonce album, obviously.
Which is what?
Probably Lemonade.
More than four?
That's what I'm saying. Four and Lemonade are, they're like neck and neck.
Yeah.
But
Renaissance, you could put up there too.
Yeah. But Renaissance is so new. That's why I'm like, I think that's why I'm like thinking like all her albums, mm-hmm. like her discography as a whole.
And then you'll kiss your favorite Lady Gaga album?
I think so, yeah.
Which is what?
Now I'm torn. I'm just trying to think of like what I did to get Lemonade. Like, you know how you had to sign up for Tidal?
Yeah.
In order to listen to it? So literally overdrafted my bank account so I could keep listening to Lemonade because, like, you couldn't find it anywhere else.
No, I know. I agree.
So, like, I literally overdrafted my bank account several times to keep listening to that album because that's just how badly I wanted to listen to it.
You couldn't buy it either, huh?
No.
On, like, iTunes?
No, you had to stream it off that app. And I downloaded it and it was like, and it wasn't even expensive. I just had no fucking money.
Mm-hmm. Cause you got the student discount too, of course.
Yeah. And I did the free trial. Mm-hmm. And of course I didn't.
You forgot about it. Yeah.
I know that one I remembered. I just didn't cancel it because I couldn't listen to the album anywhere else. As soon as she moved it to other platforms, or I could rip it off of like YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Then I canceled Tidal. But I overdrafted my bank account by like 3 months because of that shit. So I would probably say Lemonade. Even though 4 is like, oh, it's right there. I really like B-Day too, though. Yeah. I went through a real B-Day resurgence my freshman year of college. So I kept listening to it over and over again. So I'm definitely marrying Beyonce. That's done. Lady Gaga, it would have to be the one that Telephone's on. Is it The Monster or whatever?
The Fame Monster.
The Fame Monster, yeah. That's my favorite Lady Gaga album.
I'd say it'd be that one or Born This Way, which I think is really good as well.
Yeah. I would say The Fame Monster is probably my favorite one. Okay. So I would kiss that one because me and Dayson were on the Lady Gaga train from the fucking jump.
Like, when's the last time you listened to Speechless?
Oh, I actually, it's so funny. The last time I listened to Speechless was when I listened to Chrissy Schlepecka sing it.
Yeah, and that's how you know she's a bad bitch.
Period.
That's a deep cut. No one thinks about that song. Period. Unless you're gay or you love gay music.
Love that song. I used to sing that song so fucking loud in the shower. As if I can
sing
it all.
I used the little DJ AI guy on Spotify and played Monster. And I was like, when's the last time I heard this song?
Dude, have you been seeing the Judas choreography?
Yeah.
On TikTok resurging?
Yeah.
God, that album's so good.
Well, Judas is on...
I know, Born This Way. But I'm just saying, those two, they were like right next to each other, which is why I kept mixing up the...
No, I know. Because Alejandro's on The Fame Monster, but Judas is on... Yeah. Like, Bad Romance is on The Fame Monster.
I know. And I know the choreography to that dance.
That's what we were doing, is learning gay choreography. Some people were learning, I don't know.
That's actually really true. We were teaching our friends.
Yeah.
As if they gave a fuck about that.
We were listening to that and the fuck out of Katy Perry, like, when she first came out.
Gay.
So good. She's a queer icon. Fun.
Gay.
I never was attracted to Katy Perry. That's why I literally didn't know.
No, I'm saying the fact that you and I were, were literally streaming the fuck out of queer artists.
No,
like,
I know.
Queer icon artists, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And if, learning the dance moves.
Yeah, if like Kim Petras was out when I was in high school,
girl,
I'd be all over that shit, like, just like I am now. You know what I mean? I'll probably do the same as you. I don't know that I would ignore Taylor Swift though, because Red is, I would say Red and Reputation. No, and then I like Folklore and Evermore. I'll say Red because Red's the first one I think of.
Yeah, mine's,
and then my favorite Lady Gaga album is The Fame Monster, and then for Beyonce I'll say 4 because you said Lemonade.
Yeah.
But I would marry 4, I guess ignore Red, and then have to kiss The Fame Monster.
If I had to.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't have to. But if I had to, I am but a servant to my pop icons like Beyonce and Lady Gaga.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Okay, we're moving on to everyone else that submitted submissions. So thank you to the Patreoners.
Yes.
This first one's from Sione. He said...
Period, brada.
He said, a sassy man.
Okay.
A hey mama's lesbian.
Okay.
And a foot fetish freakazoid.
What the fuck?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't understand what a sassy man is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do, but I
felt like I understood it. And then there are certain videos I saw that made me not understand it. So.
I just, like...
Like, is a sassy man just someone, like, a mean boyfriend?
No, it's literally, like, this is my very geriatric understanding of it. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just a millennial.
But that's what I'm saying. It can't even be a Gen Z. There's no way that's a Gen Z thing. Is that what
it absolutely is.
Then that's what I'm saying. The millennials need to stop making up what they think it is. I need a Gen Zer to sit me down and explain it
to
me.
No, because they don't even know. Oh, the goalposts keep moving.
I'm just saying there have been so many millennial men that I've been seeing making videos about being sassy men.
That's to appeal to Gen Z. But that's like my... Okay, this is my whole point about it, right?
Okay, what is it?
This is my understanding of it. Is literally just like... A man, a straight cis man, who exhibits the behavior of a catty woman. So, like, when
so a gay man?
Essentially, yeah, which is why it feels homophobic, because it feels like it's straight men. It makes me irate, because I feel like it's straight men trying to be like, I'm for the girls.
Yeah.
I'm for the girls. The like, that's only, how it feels.
The only sassy man that's on TikTok that I could be like, oh, that makes sense to me, is Prayag.
Yeah, and I think the reason why it works for him is because it's not an act. Like, that's just who he is.
Drew met him.
I did,
in actually. New York, and he was a sweetie.
He was very nice.
I'm so irritated that you talked to him without me, because I wanted to meet
you
him, too.
You were in the bathroom.
No, I know, because I was drunk.
You and me both. I was hammered. Prayag, if you ever see this, I was drunk as hell when I talked to you.
This is what Prayag did. So he went, oh, my God, Drew. And then tell them what you did.
Wait, no. Okay, wait.
Tell them what you did.
First of all, I was fucking hammered. I really was. And he came
off
up
two
to me.
Glasses of champagne. There was something else in there.
No way. I had more than two, but... Because I was drinking like half ones that were in a green room with us. When I really added it up, I had like four or five. And I didn't really eat that much that day.
No, me too.
And I'm a lightweight on top of that. So he came up to me with his sister. And he was like, Drew, hi. I don't know if you know me, but I'm Prayag, and I'm on TikTok. Or he was
So I'm him. Oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan, Drew. Yeah, I don't know if you know.
Oh yeah, he's like, he came up to me and he said, Drew, I'm such a big fan.
I know, so just act like how you did. Yeah. So I'm Prayag.
And then I was like, he goes, I don't know if you know me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, I know exactly who you are.
And she goes, here, hold my stuff, and gives it to Billy.
Yeah, I was like, hold this to Billy. I was like, and then he started laughing. And I was like, I know exactly who the fuck you are.
He makes me laugh so much.
He was dying. He laughed. And then he told me a bunch of sweet shit. He's genuinely so nice. I met his sister. Very, very sweet. The two of them are so funny.
That to me is a sassy man. So when I see other men explaining what they do to be sassy, to me, I think you're being a mean boyfriend.
Yeah. And I just think, like, again, it's like, that's just who he is. Mm-hmm. Like, he's funny. I attribute it to people being funny. Yeah. Like, they're just like, they're funny. I'm not like, you act like a girl, and that makes me laugh. That's what it sounds like. Like, the way some of you bitches are describing it.
I don't understand. Yeah, I like to paint my nails. What the fuck does that have to being sassy?
It's the same fucking shit as men who say things like, when they wear a skirt and they don't leave the house, so you don't actually know if they've worn the skirt outside. And they're like, "Don't I'm a guy who loves women, and I don't care if I wear a skirt." Okay, like
you know how they, I almost feel like those men would call Harry Styles a sassy man, and he's not, just because of how he dresses.
Exactly. That's why I'm like,
it doesn't have anything to do with aesthetic. I think it's your personality, right?
Exactly. But that's what
Drew
I'm saying.
Drew said a really great sassy man is Adam.
Yes.
And he is a sassy man.
Yes. And I would never call him that. He's annoying. You see what I'm saying? Do you see the difference? He's fucking hilarious, mm-hmm. and he's annoying. And those are the two things that I think sassy men who are actually
whatever that means.
Like, Billy's one too. He's really funny and he's annoying. So, like, to me, those are the two characteristics associated with people who are naturally sassy men. I just don't like that it's becoming a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing straight men are going to do
is make things homophobic immediately.
That, but they're going to take over something and turn it into something it's not supposed to be. And then everyone goes, you ruined it. Forget
it. Honestly, it reminds me a lot of, remember the guy that was not cosplaying, but he was saying his outfit was inspired by Marsha P. Johnson. And now everyone tells him that, you know who you remind me of? Marsha P. Johnson. And
no.
he does it. It's a white guy. It's so funny.
Oh my God. That's so terrible.
Anytime he posts anything, people go, you know who he looks like?
That's so bad.
And he's not gay at all. He's straight, but he was wearing pearls. Literally, that was
ruin everything.
Okay, so a sassy man, got it.
I'm killing it.
We're locked and loaded. A hey mama's lesbian.
What was the last one?
A foot fetish freakazoid.
Okay, we'll see. I'm gonna ignore the foot fetish person because that gives me bad energy.
Yeah.
I'll kiss the hey mama's lesbian just because I am not gay, but yeah.
And you're already gonna marry a sassy man.
Yeah, and I'm already marrying a sassy man that would never call himself that. That's the trick. You know what I'm saying? Like, self-described ones, I don't know. But if that's just who they are, I feel like they wouldn't need to tell you. You know what I mean? That's what I would do.
I would do the same thing, but switch the... I would marry the lesbian and kiss the man.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Period.
Okay. This next one's from McKenna. She said, Conrad, Damon, and Tony Stark.
Jesus Christ. Is Damon who he is? Yeah, he has to be. Huh?
She didn't put Ian Somerhalder, so yeah.
I just meant, like, is he who he is throughout the story? It's too much context, and you couldn't tell me. You're not here. I'm just curious if he, like, stays the way he does throughout the show, or if it's, like,
you know what? She didn't write that in here, so I don't
believe it or not. Yeah. There wasn't enough space in the form.
I'm going to ignore Tony Stark. He irritates me. I'll marry Conrad and kiss Damon.
You're crazy.
You would marry Damon?
That's a crazy answer that you just gave.
Why?
You're gonna marry Conrad?
Mm-hmm.
As is?
Yeah. I would hope he grows up a little bit, but yeah.
And that's the kicker, isn't it? Because at least the other two are who they are.
Yeah.
So you know who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't. They don't know who the fuck that guy's gonna turn out to be. I'm going to ignore Conrad because I just can't get past it. I'm sorry. Peace and love, though. I'm going to kiss. I'm going to kiss Tony Stark because if that's the case, I'm thinking he takes me on a date and it's going to be fucking nuts because he's a bajillionaire.
He doesn't do dates.
He does.
Awful partner. Okay, should I keep going?
Why do you think that's like one thing, like dinner?
Yeah.
Like he takes me, he fucking flies me to France or some shit.
You're going to kiss him on the first date?
Ooh.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Someone called the priest. Yeah. I'm going to kiss him on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And then never see him again because he'll irritate the fuck out of me. But at least I get the story.
Don't make me punch you in your metal chest. That's what I would tell him.
Listen, I'll just unplug. I'll rip it right out.
I'll just unplug you.
Good luck finding your charger for that thing. I steal the charger for it.
While you're sleeping, I unplugged your arc reactor. Because you made me mad.
What are you doing? WID. I unplug the thing that keeps you alive. WID.
And then you're going to marry Damon?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because then I think at least, like, he could turn me into a vampire or some shit. And then
you can leave him?
Yeah. Then I'll, like, make a lot of money and, like, be self-sufficient. I could take care of I could probably run at night because no one could kill me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
I feel like the positives outweigh the negatives in that situation.
Sure. Okay. This next one's from MJ. They said pit stains, period stains,
mm-hmm.
or skid marks. Should have said shit stains. Keep the stains.
Skid marks is worse, to be honest. I'm ignoring skid marks immediately.
What kind of grown adult has skid marks in their underwear? Get it together.
I don't know.
You always tell that story about that girl who had a boyfriend, and every time they'd have sex, he'd sit up on her bed and move, and he would leave poop on her bed.
Yeah.
Like stories. Like stories like that. I'm like, there's no way I'm not gay. Like, I could never be with anyone
who
does
such
a thing.
That could happen to anybody. But
the proof is in the pudding.
The odds
are... The pudding in their underwear.
The odds are a lot higher with men. And that's on them. I will say, though, with that was not a friend of mine. That was a story I saw on TikTok. And it was
that
like
was no friend of mine.
Well, the most shocking part about that story is that she said the second time. And I said, hold on. If I see that once,
I'm like, get your chonies and get out.
I'm burning that apartment to the ground. Yeah. Charge me for it. And then I'm killing you with my bare hands. Because how dare you put poop on my bed? Poop. How dare you put poop on my bed?
Let me get a little bit of poop.
I'd see that and I'd be like, what is this? I bring him over to it, put his nose in it. Like,
turn the lights on.
Like a dog.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Don't. Bad. I put him in the crate.
No, they probably like that, fucking freaks. I'm a, no, what I would do is I would put poop on his bed. I'd figure out a way to get poop in his room.
I'd take a picture of it and I'd be like,
I had the little smear of poop.
I'd take a picture of it with him next to it, and then I would put it on my story the next day. And I'd be like,
get a load of this little guy.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't date this guy because this is what he leaves on your bed.
Whatever you do, do not have sex with this man. He will leave a poop smear.
The craziest part about that is her going like, the second time I said, hold on, because it happened more than once, one. But two, I just thought to myself, if you have so much shit in your ass that you sit down and you're not spreading your cheeks.
No. You're not like putting the sheet up your butt.
Yeah, you're not like putting it between your cheeks when you go to sleep. You just sit down and you stand up and there's poop on there. That's a lot of poop in your ass. To which my next question would be, did anybody smell that while you were getting undressed and being intimate?
I'm just imagining them being intimate. She can't smell poop.
That's what I'm saying.
I smell poop from a mile away. I'm a blood. Like, I smell it. Well, also,
I'm like, were your windows open? If not, like, did the...
Was she breathing through her mouth and then she could...
This is so gross. But you know, like, when you're intimate or whatever and, like, it's a small room or everything's closed. Like, it smells... It has a very specific smell. It smells
like, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It smells like poop. In that room.
Hers had to have. Yeah. But I'm saying, you're telling me that smell didn't permeate the air at all?
I know. He's on top of her. She can't smell it. He takes off his pants. What is that smell?
Well, just, like, as soon as you start moving... And getting hot and sweaty.
Maybe he clenches his cheeks.
Well, I'm like, did you, like when there's like dead bodies, they like stuff them so nothing drips out. I'm like, did you do that before? And then after
like a makeshift, like a pad that you made out of toilet paper. Yeah. He sticks one in his butt.
And then like after it's done,
it fell out.
Yeah. You like, you take it out and then you come outside and then all of a sudden you sit down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I wish she was my friend because I would need to get to the bottom of that story. I need more details.
I need to understand what's happening here.
So.
I would marry pit stains, kiss period stains, ignore skid marks.
Yeah, same. Same, same, same.
Okay, this one's for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is from Nikki. She said Capricorn sun,
okay,
Capricorn rising, and Capricorn moon.
Oof. There's actually only one. Dayson's obviously a Capricorn moon, you guys know that. There is one Capricorn that is consistently in my life and it's Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say marry Capricorn moon, kiss Capricorn sun. No. Yeah, sun. Ignore Capricorn rising.
Mm.
Because I feel like I've had enough experience with Capricorn sun and Capricorn moon where I could navigate it.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn rising, I don't even know.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you how that story would pan out. You know what I mean? It might be worse. Who knows?
Yeah. So you know how you describe Capricorns because you don't care for them really, right?
Yeah.
Have you?
I just think that they're the most sinister sign, and I feel like the energy being put towards the other ones that are targeted often,
like Gemini,
Geminis, and... Aries, Scorpios. Yeah, I feel like they get a bad rap, and that rap should be attached to Capricorns. Personally,
I know. Like, is there one that you've met, and that's why you think that?
No, it's just over my lifetime.
Okay,
I've experienced it.
Okay,
with several Capricorns. Adam's actually a really good example of what I've described Capricorns as.
Yeah.
As are you, because yours is your moon, so it's your emotions.
Well, that's why when we room together, it's like...
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're both Capricorns. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying, like, Capricorns, and this is like more so I feel like suns, but I think it applies to moon too. I've already explained why I feel like they're a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I agree.
And they're also beloved by everybody. You know how many people love Capricorns? Like, they fucking love them. And Capricorns do not love you back the same way. And that's a fact. So.
Maybe they do, but in their own way. You know what I mean?
I feel like Capricorns are just such... They're so enigmatic and they're so extremely likable and loving. And then I think that's great and wonderful. Good for you. And then as soon as they don't give a shit anymore... They can literally cut you off like you never existed ever. And I find that to be sinister.
Yeah.
I find that to be an evil, a power that they use indiscriminately. They don't use it for good or evil. They just be using it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah, I know. As are every single Capricorn I know. And then they do that shit when I say it, when I talk shit on Capricorns just to be funny and silly. And then they're like, I know, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I do that. I think it's just because, like, I get a little nervous, like, committing. And I'm like, see, now you're doing that evil shit where you're making me feel bad for you.
That's the worst part of dating.
Don't you do that to me.
For me.
But that's what they're really good at.
We're all like, oh, do I want to match with this person? And then I have to think, like, 16 steps ahead. And I go... immediately. It's like takes too long.
Capricorns are so good at like making you love them and then ripping that love out from under you, and then at the same time making you feel bad that they felt forced to take that away from you.
I feel that.
And then you're like, aw, and then you're making excuses for them, and you shouldn't be. That's why I said Aries, Geminis, Scorpios, I get along with so well, and I think they're amazing. Capricorns, you're on thin ice with me.
I feel that. Okay, this next one's from Juju. They said Peta Malark.
Okay.
Finnick O'Dare. And then Young Snow in the most recent movie. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Tom Blythe. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know his name. I'm going off... Well, we haven't seen the new Hunger Games movie.
Yes,
so for him, it. I'm going to go off looks strictly... I'm going to marry him because that's a handsome man.
He has different hair in the movie. Does he like buzz his head or something in the movie?
He has like bleach blonde hair in the movie.
No, I know. But like there's like certain pictures I've seen of him where he has like a little like long
hair. Maybe you're just spoiling the movie for me now.
So. And then there's pictures of him where he has a buzzed head.
I don't give a fuck. I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready. I'm going to marry him. I'm going to kiss Peta and I'm going to ignore Finnick. I honestly didn't get the hype on him when the movies came out. Sam Claflin. But I've been told to rewatch him, so I might.
I just think, and this is no tea, no shade, I think at the time I felt like he was really pushing out that dimple and that gave me the ick. So if I were to be honest, I think that's why I thought he was cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not.
He seems really nice. Like, anything I've ever seen him, like, do interviews.
No, he's great. Like, people love him. I'm talking about the character.
Yeah, Finnick.
Like, I don't know if they were telling
him. Because you know how, like, he was supposed to be, like, the hot, sexy one? Like, he was, like, a celebrity? Yeah. And then
I got the hype.
No, I'm saying they said that in the books. Yeah. And then I see who they pick and I go, that's not who I imagined. I imagined someone else.
I thought, well, first of all, I knew he was white. Like, he had to be.
Oh, 100%. Just like how Gale and Katniss were definitely supposed to be brown. That's okay. And they thought, maybe if I give them both a little bit of a tan.
Yeah.
A little bit of a spray tan before they come on set.
Yeah, they gave, in the books, Katniss had olive skin and dark hair and dark eyes.
Well, anything that's ever been written into a book, it's a white girl with green eyes and brown hair.
Yeah.
It's the same, like, I watched, you know, that Shits and Giggles podcast with the two British guys?
Yeah.
They were like, every time they say tall, dark, and handsome, they're not talking about dark skin, they're talking about dark hair.
Always.
So
that's why we got to cast in our own head. Like, I cast people in my own head.
Who did you cast in the Hunger Games? We'll just say the main three.
I honestly don't remember who I put in the boy roles, but I do remember in the girl role, I casted myself.
Okay, so pick yours from Peter. We're just going to ignore that. I already knew you were going to say that.
The way that they described her, I was like, oh, she probably looks something like me. That's what I thought in my head.
Anyways. Okay, so Peta, Finnick, and Young Snow. Just ignore Snow then, because you don't know him. And then do the other two.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm going to ignore Snow. I'm going to marry Peta. kiss Finnick.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Well, just because I don't know. Maybe my answer will change after I see the Hunger Games, but.
I doubt mine will. Okay. This is the last one we're going to do, guys. Okay. This one's from Mora. Mm-hmm. She said, Islands, Quality Italian, and Peely. I'm going to ignore him. Actually, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to marry Islands and I'll kiss Quality Italian.
Okay, well, obviously I'm going to marry Peely.
Why?
I was like, obviously I'm going to marry Quality Italian. I'm going to marry Peely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kiss. I'm going to kiss Islands and I'm going to ignore Quality Italian. Only reason for that. Is because Quality Italian hurt me last time I went there.
Okay. So you're mad.
So I'm mad at her.
So you're mad.
Okay. So I'm mad at her and she's on probation with me. But the next time I go to New York, I will be visiting her. So
I know.
We'll have enough time apart where I will get over the betrayal. and then you know, Islands is a ride or die.
It's
not a betrayal.
It was a misunderstanding on your part.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, I ate a lot of that burrata last time. Well, we didn't eat burrata.
No, she goes... burrata, and I go, yeah. She goes, when did we have that? And I go, with the bread. And then she goes, that was ricotta. And I was like,
unbelievable,
dude. It was really bad. It was really bad the next morning, and I had to get up at fucking like 3 a.m.
Did you have skin marks on your bed too?
See, if you told me that man had gone to Quality Italian that night and he had had what he thought was burrata, but was actually ricotta, and then he had a rough night, my first question would be, how did you have sex when your stomach felt like that? And my second question would be, how are you doing now? Because that was really bad.
You'd have a little more empathy for him.
I would be able to hold more space for him if I knew that.
You're fucking dumb. But
my first one would be, how did you have sex with your stomach feeling like that? Because that is an impossible fucking task. There's no way. You know, can you imagine having
sex and you have bubble guts? There's no way.
I can't do
anything. I mean, I just told you guys on the Thanksgiving, I'm literally hosting and I went upstairs to go throw up and lay down because I had anxiety and nausea.
There's just no fucking way. There's no way.
Mm-mm. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, you can listen to other episodes. Everywhere you can stream podcasts and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Another quick little plug for our Patreon.
Yes.
It'll be listed in the description down below, and it's always really fun and silly over there.
It sure is.
But we love you, and we hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye.